From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A petition by American diplomats, 50 of them who disagree with the Obama administration's Syria policy, was distributed on the State Department's so-called dissent channel, intended to give U.S. Foreign Service personnel an opportunity to express their candid views, even if they conflict with established government policy, without fear of retribution or reprisals. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins spoke with former U.S. Ambassador to Syria Robert Ford about the dissent memo.
He said what's unusual about this cable is the large number of people who signed it. Ford said that he was familiar with cables that had four or five signatures, but never one with 50. He also noted that these concerns are coming mostly from the rank and file who deal with U.S. policy on Syria at the ground level, the ones who are pushing for that negotiated political settlement, the ones who are dealing with the humanitarian crisis that has emerged in Syria. Ford says it shows how they don't believe that the current policy will succeed. But he added that he is doubtful that President Obama, this late in his administration, will make any dramatic changes to his Syria policy, even as a result of this memo.
VOA's Pam Dawkins. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters in Copenhagen Friday that he would discuss the memo when he returned to Washington. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Mr. Carter also suggested the Russian military did not properly use a communications line that was established between the two countries to prevent unsafe U.S. and Russian air operations over Syria. This is VOA News. Russia's track and